ABC Radio Australia.
The coaching team from Manusina Samoa are on the lookout for fresh talent from the diaspora in Australia ahead of two test matches against the Wallaroos in July. There was a trial for interested players in Brisbane yesterday, and at lunchtime today, there will be a second trial at the Campbelltown Harlequins in Club in Sydney. Now, the two trials have been made necessary by the level of interest from players with Samoan heritage who are keen to represent the national side. So it's a busy couple of days for assistant coach and former Manusina Samoa international herself, Ta'ala Cynthia Ta'ala Timaloa, and she joins us now from Brisbane Airport, where I hear that she's got a boarding pass ready to head onto that flight. Welcome to Pacific Beat, and thank you so much for chatting with me.
Oh, ta'alofa mai lole soi fua. Thank you.
Now, it's a pretty hectic schedule for you, two trials in two cities over 2 days. How has it been going?
Oh, it's been really exciting. I think the fact that we're here just proves that the interest has grown here in Australia.
Now, you've been quoted as saying every campaign is a clean slate for Manusina. So how many players from these trials are likely to be catapulted straight into the test series against Australia?
Well, I think after yesterday's trial, we can safely say that there will be some really excited players to know that we'll know soon. They'll be part of the squad, so we can confirm that. In terms of numbers, can't confirm it just yet, because we, as you know, there is a trial happening today. So that really hangs in the balance in terms of how that turns out. But there are definitely players that are going to be in the squad from yesterday's trial in Brisbane.
Now, what part has COVID-19 played on the decision to focus on local talent?
It's really localised the talent because we can't get our players, or we are not able to really rely on the players from overseas because of COVID and because of the restrictions and the quarantine requirements. And then we've had to locally look at New Zealand, now look at Australia. We try to look at our Samoan players from Samoa. That's been quite difficult as well. Now the focus is between New Zealand and Australia. That's been a blessing in disguise, because in the recent years, the interest hasn't really grown, but it has grown exponentially because of COVID.
Now, you know, it would be an incredibly exciting but daunting prospect for some of these players. Like you said, some from Brisbane potentially have been tapped on the shoulder, and you're heading to Sydney now. But how excited, and what are the players or the prospective players telling you about, you know, potentially being able to put on that Manusina jumper and, you know, be able to play for their side, their heritage?
The word opportunity has come up quite a bit, especially in Brisbane. And I know that's a fact for Sydney and I guess for the rest of Australia, that we have our Samoan sisters who look at the opportunity and said, this is another way of playing international rugby. But it's not only for them, they have a wider decision to make in terms of playing for their family. There's a reason why they want to play and put on the blue jersey. And most times out of 10, it's because they want to represent their family, their heritage and their ainga, which is our mantra for Manusina.
You're listening to Ta'ala Cynthia Ta'ala Timaloa, assistant coach of Manusina Samoa, and ahead of the second round of player trials in Sydney later today. Now, can you take us back to when you first played for Manusina? What do you remember about the occasion and what did it mean to you?
That's a big question. Great question. What it means more to me now, I think when I started to play, I didn't really grow up knowing the culture. I think I was purposely trying to get away from it. But Manusina was an avenue, a safe space for me to actually learn what it's like to be Samoan. And I think that resonates with a lot of our girls. There are a lot of our players that come through that have been disconnected with the culture. And this is one way that they can safely come and find out a little bit about what being Samoan is like. But it happened to be through sport, which is perfect, and it happened to be through rugby. So there was massive bonuses there. Really close to my heart, this team, because, as you know, our late Peter Fatialofa was the coach that took us to World Cup qualifiers, and then we qualified for World Cup in 2014. And then he wasn't able to actually be a part of the World Cup in 2014 because he had passed just before. And so that campaign has really driven me to really provide the opportunity, because that's what he would have done, and then provide the opportunity for the next players to really enjoy being part of the blue we have the same standards as everybody else in international teams, but we do it a little bit differently, a little bit special, and you just have to be a part of it to actually know that.
And how much untapped potential do you think there is for Manusina? You know, how do you think they're going to play against the Wallaroos and the New Zealand's Black Ferns?
Oh, the world is the oyster. And I know with Pacific Island teams, there's no different to the men's, that the talent is there. And it's how we harness that talent, how we actually select our team. We can be very competitive. We can win. You know, I have no illusions about that if we're able to pick the right players and have the resources around. And that's still a work in process, and having the resources around our team. But as you know, in all our Pacific Island teams all over the world, they're naturally gifted. So it's no different to our Manusina ladies that come into the campaign.
Well, we're looking ahead now to the test matches against Australia next month. You know, you were saying that there is that potential, you know, you can win, but how do you view Manusina's prospects after what will be a pretty unusual build-up to it?
Well, hopefully, it's all about growing the game, and it highlights international rugby is really strong in Pacifica. We are really thankful to Rugby Australia for the opportunity. It's amazing, and to know that the Rugby Australia has given us this opportunity, and we're so thankful. And we do hope that the relationship continues to grow. After the two test series, it'd be great to sit around the table and see where to from here.
Cynthia, I know that you are waiting to board your flight to head to Sydney for that second trial, but I wanted to thank you so much for joining me this morning and chatting about them. I wish you the best of luck for the trials, and I'm sure there are amazing players in Sydney as well that you'll be keeping your eye out for.
No, thank you so much, and thank you so much for giving us the time. We're loving Australia.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, and good luck. That was assistant coach and former Manusina international herself, Ta'ala Cynthia Ta'ala Timaloa.